And welcome into the Tuesday, July 31st edition of Inside the Jaguars. J.P. Shadrick with you, joined as always by senior writer for Jaguars.com, John Osher. Practice number 7 today, first in full pads. A couple of offensive linemen held out today, though, after yesterday's practice. Brad Meester, center, was out today, and left tackle Eugene Monroe. What's the latest?
And you get the idea that with Brad, this could be something that goes on through training camp. They have him on a schedule. They have, you know, they have a plan to bring him along. You know, he's in his 13th year, so you want to be smart with a guy like that. They know Brad can play. They know he's going to know the offense. Pretty much the same thing with Eugene Monroe. They want to give him a break today. He had a wrap on, and I believe it was his right knee, may have been his left. But from talking to Mike Mularkey after practice, not a big concern there.
With the first day in full pads today, another offensive lineman went down. Will Rackley was carted off the field today, and what's the latest with Will?
What did you hear? I would say it's a little bit more of a concern. He injured his right ankle. Talking to Mike after practice, he said, you know, well, we'll know more after a night to see where the swelling is. He was walking around on crutches after practice. Again, hard to know exactly until you get that day out to see where you're going to be at.
You know, all positions get plenty of work here in training camp, but the most noise usually comes from the defensive line, of course, with defensive line coach Joe Cullen really getting things going over there. This is a group that has a lot of returning talent, and they're really having a fine camp so far, aren't they?
Yeah, they really are. I mean, obviously the defense is going to be ahead of the offense at this point. You've got your guys who you know are going to be there. There's been a lot of talk about how good Terrence Knighton looks. Tyson Alualu seems to be back. And a guy that they're really looking at, Andre Branch, the second-round pick, everything you're starting to hear from the defensive coaches is that they like him maybe even a little more than they thought they were going to, which is a good sign.
Joe Cullen's always a happy guy, of course, but certainly when talking about the depth on his defensive line.
You know, we're going to have 7-8 guys up for every game. And what I like to do is just keep rotating guys so you're throwing fresh guys at them all the time. And there really isn't a big, significant drop-off. There's 8 guys that are all do a little bit different in terms of their technique, but they're all going to be relentless. They're all going to get off the football, and they're all going to work hard, and that's what we're trying to get.
We brought in some great guys to help us out. And that's the great thing about playing here. We got great depth from the 1, 2s, and 3s. I don't think there's any fallout of any player. So, I mean, it's great to have great players behind us, and I think we're a great group.
We got everybody back, you know, and the beautiful thing about it is they're 1 year older, 1 year more mature, and 1 year more focused. Just got to put it all together, man, and make it happen.
Well, his defensive line was bolstered this offseason by 2 draft picks. Of course, you mentioned Andre Branch in the second round, but don't forget about Jarris Pendleton, a 7th-round pick. How has Jarris looked so far?
Well, he's a guy that when they came in, his role was obvious. He's going to be a run stuffer. When he gets on the field, it's most likely going to be in run situations. The thing you hear about Jarris is, hey, this guy looks a little better, a little more ready than your average rookie. That should be the case because he's 28. So you would hope he can come in and play right away. Sort of along those same lines, what they're starting to like about Andre Branch, who we talked about earlier, he's a little more stout against the run than maybe they anticipated. That's something he takes a lot of pride in. If you get better run play from both of those guys, all of a sudden a run defense that was pretty good last year becomes a little better.
Finally today, owner Shad Khan made his first appearance of training camp, greeting fans and talking to a lot of the football people on the field, too. You know, just going around and taking photos with fans and shaking hands and signing autographs today, he seems like a really accessible owner to the fan.
Oh, he absolutely is. And, you know, the neat thing is when Shad comes around, he engages with the fans. The fans identify with him a lot. And this is really his first time coming to a Jaguars padded practice. He bought the team last year. The sale went through right after the season ended. So this is really his first chance to get a feel for what this is all about. And I'm sure he had a lot of fun with it and I was excited about it.
Team meetings until about 10 o'clock tonight. Here is the schedule for Wednesday, August 1st, 8:30 a.m. Full pads, 2.5 hours again, and then a 4:30 walkthrough in shorts. Johnny O, it's always a pleasure to see you.
We're into it now. This is a tradition. Let's keep it going.
That's right. John Osher, I'm J.P. Shadrick. We'll see you tomorrow with more Inside the Jaguars.